Now, a story we've talked about on this show before is the issue of historic child abuse by a former Crewe Alexandra football coach, Barry Bunnell. He was sent to prison for 31 years in 2018 after being found guilty of abusing youth players at both the Alex and Manchester City.
In the months afterwards, the victim support charity Mandate Now decided to investigate the club's current child safeguarding policy to see what protection was in place for current players in their academy. And what it found doesn't make happy reading. Tom Perry from the group told Liz that the policy is seriously inadequate, and if he was a parent, he would be worried.
We have a dysfunctional safeguarding policy. I mean, first of all, I couldn't find it. I was given a tip-off by actually a BBC journalist. And that's when I started writing to the club. And you will see months of correspondence just to get hold of a safeguarding policy. The club had stated it was on its website. It wasn't. That's why I started peeling back the onion, as it were.
What were you looking for? When you say safeguarding, what were you expecting or should have hoped to find?
Well, I was hoping to find a reasonably functioning safeguarding policy that would have some chance of delivering functioning child protection within the setting. And that's what, sadly, I didn't find. So, in other words, can we see here that if a child is allegedly abused or a member of staff suspects something is happening, is there a reasonable chance that this will be referred to the local authority for independent assessment? And that is precisely what we did not find.
So what did you say to them? What's their response to this?
Well, I have personally had no response thus far. They haven't had it that long, but, you know, they're aware of the commentary. So that's where we are, the silence. And I think, bearing in mind they're in a thumping great hole with this policy, the best thing to do is not break out the tools and start digging again.
Some people listening to this might say, well, this could all be a bit dramatic. Why should I be worried? Why can you tell people, why should they be worried that you didn't find what you were hoping to find with safeguarding?
Well, it's not dramatic. It's just a statement of fact, and it's all evidence-based, and it will be on our website. In very simple terms, there is no assurance anywhere within the policy that the club will refer out concerns that arise within the setting for independent assessment. There's no assurance that that will happen. Well, that would concern me as a parent, I can assure you of that. And what Crewe has done an utterly bone-idle route it's taken. It's gone and copied a school's safeguarding policy with all the inclusive mistakes that occur within it, and has sort of made a few changes and stuck the name of Crewe in, and then said, well, there's our safeguarding policy in it. Great. Well, the answer is no, it's not. Not least, though, they say, position of trust. A child in this setting, Crewe, is someone who is under the age of 18 when they're in the care of an adult who is coaching them. Well, that's absolute nonsense, because position of trust law has not been enacted in this country for sport. It has for education. So there's that lazy, replication of someone else's policy from another setting. And it's been put onto their website, and it's riddled with errors.
That could just be human error, though, couldn't it, if somebody typing that up?
I don't see how it could be human error, in all frankness with you, because it's a football club. Why would you be talking about a school?
What in an ideal world do you think for parents out there as well, whose children might go and train at Crewe Alex, for example? What do you think needs to happen?
Well, what needs to be in place is that we need to catch up with 86% of Europe, which has mandatory reporting in regulated activities. Until we've got that, I'm afraid, no reliance can be placed on any safeguarding policy put on any website by any regulated activity. That's it. That's the bottom line of it. Because at the moment, the government expects you should report. So, in other words, you should report it. That's all the government ever says. You should report it. When it's you must, and by the way, if you don't, you will end up with a criminal record for failing to report, as has just happened in France. Suddenly, you're very focused. So when a matter comes to you, what you're not going to do is bury it. And at the moment, it could be buried in every link. Mandatory reporting needs to happen. The government is knowingly leaving children to their unknown fate by not introducing a law, which is terribly easy to introduce. Frankly, it's amoral.
Well, Tom Perry there from the victim support group Mandate Now. We have been in touch with Crewe Alexandra to get their response, but the club says it does not want to comment. The government says statutory guidance states that those who work with children and families should report to the local authority immediately if they think a child may have been or is likely to be abused or neglected. A consultation back in 2016 with police and children's groups found that mandatory reporting of abuse would not sufficiently improve outcomes for children.
It's BBC Radio Stoke, Liz Ellis and Sophie.